by God Tuesday. So God morning to each and every single one of you on this Our Thoughts Are Guided by God's Word Tuesday. I'm using Philippians 4:8, which says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Let us go to God in prayer. Majestic, mighty, marvelous, mighty God, we thank you. We thank you for your presence here on this new day that you have made. Tuesday, November 15th, 2016, a day that we have never seen before, God. And so we command this morning and this day to line up with your will, that your will be done, your kingdom will come here on earth as it is in heaven. So we thank you for your presence here on the Master's Call. We thank you for provision. We thank you for promises. We thank you for you, God, being God all by yourself. We thank you for this, the Master's Call, and we thank you for the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes to follow the mission and the mandate that you have given for this, the Master's Call, where lives are enriched and empowered and enhanced every single day, oh God. And I pray that as they give, God, that you would continue to fill them up until they overflow. And I ask right now in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus that you would be in control of this line, that our ears will be open, our hearts will be open to hear what thus says the Lord. So as the speaker would come this morning, God, I pray that we would be able to receive the word that comes through you. I pray that you would anoint them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. I pray right now that you would increase in them as they decrease and that every single thing that they need will be provided according to your riches and glory. And for each and every single person on this line, God, continue to do greater and newer things in their lives that your glory will be seen in them in 2016 and overflow into 2017. And so we thank you, God, that our steps are ordered by you. We thank you that our thoughts are guided by your word. And we thank you that this day we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and newer things will happen for us in this day. We give your name the praise, God. We give your name the glory, God. And we give your name the honor, God. And we thank you right now. I decree and declare these things. In your name, Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now. Amen, amen, and amen. So thank you guys for joining us on the Master's Call, and it is an exciting honor for me to bring to the line our hostess with the mostest. Are you out there this morning?
Good morning, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. I tell you, with the joy of the Lord, it's just amazing how the joy of the Lord is just filling the temple with your uplifting voice. And it's so early in the morning out there on the West Coast. God bless you. And I thank you for that tag. My thoughts are guided by God's Word Tuesday. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning, TMC family. I tell you, we're so excited and delighted that you joined us this morning. My name is Brenda Terrell, and I'm here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast in Ocean Springs. And we, me and Minister Tiffany, in behalf of our great co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, welcome you and say get somebody else on this call because we are excited about what God is doing here on the Master's Call, which we call our telecommunications sanctuary. Yes, we have people from coast to coast, from border to border that joins us every morning here on the Master's Call, and we're here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. And we're so thankful to God that this call was started back in 2010. Believe it or not, yes, we're so thankful that we have conquered 6 years, and these two dynamic women of God, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts, we call Dr. Vanessa our Mother Eagle and Dr. P.K. Miss Super Fantastic, along with Dr. Dimples. I tell you, these women of God have continued on and thoroughly sought God to see that this call will go forth in the way that he sees fit. So guess what? Our scripture is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." We heard Minister Tiffany talk about our mission statement to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And we believe that that's taking place each and every day here on the Master's Call. We also have a website. It's www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived there. So there's a buffet of blessings there where you can always get a word when you want to reach out for one, okay? And our theme for this year, Lord, we got two more months. Well, actually a month and a half of this year. It's so hard to believe. And it says in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, we want you to join us. You might want to greet, as Minister Tiffany did so graciously, or you may want to host, which is what I'm doing, and then you may even have a word from the Lord, and we definitely want to hear it. Send that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, many of us are part of a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist Life, and we've been under Artist International, but it is Artist Life, and we're so thankful to God that we have the greatest products on this side of heaven. So if you want to know more about these products and what they're doing and how we're helping people retain their health and as well as restore their health, get back with the person that invited you on the call. Or you can even get on the call right after this call. It's the new Morning Motivational Call, and it's held by a team of great leaders that are giving us vital information about what these products are doing, and you will hear wonderful, wonderful testimonies. And I understand that our very own Minister Jackie Henderson will be the guest speaker for today. That number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 294-617-pound, and you'll be able to hear some great information today. Now, all roads are leading to LAX, Los Angeles, City of Angels, and that's February 17th through the 19th. Mark your calendars. Get prepared to meet us out there in the great state of California, where we will have our artist extravaganza. Again, that's February 17th through the 19th. Tickets will be on sale for $99. You don't want to miss this event. We're so excited about what God is doing through this great company. Well, I'm not going to prolong the time because we're ready to hear a word from on high. This man of God is such a blessing to the masses. He is a pastor who believes in people. He believes in unity. He believes in God. He has been serving as a pastor and given the word of God for over 35 years. He was the first assistant minister to the late pastor of Mount Zion Missionary Baptist Church and is past senior evangelist of the Calvary Baptist District. He currently serves as a senior minister at Mercy House Church in Ecorse, Michigan. He is also a certified biblical counselor. This is Pastor Everett Thomas, who is the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries. This ministry provides for the needs of people and has sponsored coffee houses, concerts, seminars, and assisted the elderly. I tell you, he's a man that moves among the community. Pastor Everett officiates Sunday worship service at the Across the Park apartment complex for the tenants that cannot get out to church. His belief that iron sharpens iron led him to organize and facilitate a weekly men's ministry breakfast. Pastor Everett is committed to God and community. He is a past president of Lincoln Park Rotary, and he's a 13-year board member of the Downriver YMCA. He's past president of the Downriver Interdenominational Ministerial Alliance, and he is on the board of the International Christian Education Association. He is also an entrepreneur with Artisan International Artist Life. He is married to his wife, Cheryl, for over 20 years, and his mission is to help transform lives, spirit, soul, and body through the powerful word of God. We introduce to some, present to others, and it is an honor, a pleasure to introduce Pastor Everett Thomas of Detroit, Michigan. Are you there, Pastor Thomas?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, man of God. Take it away.
Well, God bless you. Thank you for such a warm introduction to God. Be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Minister Tiffany, for greeting. And we acknowledge you, as well as Minister Brenda, as well as our founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Wellerspoon. Thank you for the honor and the privilege of sharing with you, and good morning to my TMC family. It is a blessing to be here, amen, to share with you. We're going to go back to a previous message, and this is going to be tagged part two of dual citizenship. We need to be reminded that we're not just earthlings. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're in this earth. Shall I say we're even in the world, but we're not of the world. And sometimes we get so excited or sometimes even depressed, depending on what happens at the White House. Of course, a lot of us reflecting on the election. But the main thing is the main thing. And the main thing is that we chose Jesus Christ. Even if you did or did not choose our president-elect, the bottom line is, have you chose Jesus Christ? Have you made Jesus the Lord and Savior of your life? No matter what happens on planet Earth, we have another home. Amen. So this is a dual citizenship. We're not just, amen, earthlings. We do have a heavenly home. We are, amen, we're just traveling through this barren land to leave a mark, to let somebody know that life can be better in Jesus Christ. We can make a difference. In fact, we are born to be a blessing. Amen. So don't get so earthly bound, or somebody say earthly focused, we know heavenly good, or vice versa. But the bottom line, we have a dual citizenship, so we should be a blessing, amen, on this planet Earth. In fact, speaking of heavenly places, we want to look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Amen. Ephesians 1, first chapter, and let's see here, verse 3. Amen. Amen. Why don't we just start verse 1. It says, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the saints. And let's put it on the line here. The saints, come on, somebody, which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I understand those two things that we need to point out. Saints, we are saints. Okay, I know we hear people saying we're just sinners saved by grace, but we are saints if we are born again. Either you are a saint or you are a sinner. Either you are lost or you found. Amen. Come on, somebody. So either you righteous or you unrighteous. You can't have it both ways. Amen. Amen. Not to say we would never sin again, but praise God, we have a new, amen, relationship. We are under, shall I say, new ownership. There it is. We are under new ownership. Amen. So we are bought with a price. Amen. By the shed blood of Christ. So as we continue, the Lord Jesus Christ, meaning that he is in charge. No matter who's, quote unquote, in charge of the White House, Jesus Christ is Lord of our life. Amen. He's in charge of our life. Verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Wow. So we are blessed. Amen. 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 We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Then you turn to chapter 2 of Ephesians. Chapter 2. It says, and you have he quickened, who were dead, as pastors now, were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, somebody ought to say, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, were quickened together, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. Amen. In the sixth verse, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in what? Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So we have a dual citizenship. We sit in heavenly places. We need to understand that as our theme today, our thoughts are guided by God's word. So it's so important to be in God's word, even more so now, come on somebody, than ever before. We have to realize that we are, amen, God's children. We are king's kids, amen. We represent the kingdom of God. And many of us, we know what the model prayer is. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy what? Kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth or in earth, as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and et cetera, et cetera. But the kingdom is what we represent. Amen. We are king's kids. Amen. So we want to keep that in mind. This is a dual citizenship, and we want to be reminded every now and then who we are and whose we are. And we have favor. Amen. As king's kids, come on, somebody. We have favor. Turn with me. I'll write these scriptures down. Proverbs chapter 3. Amen, amen. Let's go back to the Old Testament, Proverbs chapter 3. Amen. Let's see here. It says here, my son, forget not my law, verse 1, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart. Okay, you got that part? And we'll look at verse 4. Verse 4 says what? So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Don't forget verse 5 and 6. Of course, we know that by heart. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding in all thy ways. Acknowledge the White House. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry. Acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Come on, somebody. In all thy ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. Wow. So praise God. We're covered. We got favor. We have the favor of God. And that's not good enough. Look at Proverbs chapter 14. Amen. Chapter 14 and verse 9. It says, fools make a mock at sin, but among the righteous there is favor. Wow. 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 So not only are we see the heavenly places, but we also have the favor of God. And also Ephesians, I believe in 3:20 it says, but my God, let's turn it. You got me quoting all these scriptures, and I just want to make sure we got it right here. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Amen. Amen. Let's see what it says here. Okay. You got it? Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Wow. Don't forget the other part. It says, according to what? The power that worketh in us. We got power, y'all. Amen, amen, amen. We have power from on high to live this life. Amen. So we have a lot going for us because we are Kyiv kids. Yes, we have a dual citizenship. We have to keep that in mind. Amen. And understand that the Holy Spirit gives us power. And as we stay in Ephesians chapter 5, in the book of Ephesians, the fifth chapter says, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." Amen. So, we do speak, those of us, we speak in tongues, but it says here, speak to yourselves in what? Psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So every now and then, a song, a hymn should come up, amen, in our spirit. Amen. You know, in times like these, we ought to be praising God in spite of. Paul told the church of Philippi, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And as we reflect back to Proverbs 3, it says, trust in the Lord in all thy heart. Lean not on in thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct the path. So old hymn writer, and most of us have heard these songs. I'm just going to say a little bit of those. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Okay, you got that? Y'all remember that, right? Can you go back that far with me? Amen. So every now and then, as we go through this journey we call life, a spiritual song, a hymn ought to raise up in our spirit, and we ought to be singing something, amen, amen, that glorifies God and edifies us as we travel down life highway, amen. And understand that not only that song, but another song come to mind where, you know, not about having insurance, but about blessed assurance. This blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory, by heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood, perfect submission, perfect delight, visions of rapture now burst on my sight, angels descending, green from above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love, perfect submission, all is at rest, I in my Savior am happy and blessed, hey, come on somebody, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my song. Got that? Praising my Savior all the day long. So is that a song in your heart? If anybody, I'll be praising, not complaining, not fussing. But I mean, things not going to always go our way, but we have a Savior that we can praise all the day long. In spite of what you're going through, we can sing a hallelujah song, hallelujah anyhow. Never let your problems get you down. When life troubles come your way, hold your head up high and say hallelujah anyhow. All these songs just ought to be raining in your spirit. Amen, somebody. So understand, keep in mind that we have a dual citizenship. You got that? Dual citizenship. We're here, yes, on earth, but we are King's kids. We are children of the King of Kings. God bless your heart. May God keep you is my prayer. Back to you, Minister Brenda.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Pastor Everett Thomas, for that powerful word. And yes, I do remember those hymns. Sing them periodically. Love, love, love them. Thank you so much for that powerful message that we have a dual citizenship. God bless you. And I will call you back to give us our benediction. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious and holy Father, we thank you for such a time as this. You have given us the opportunity to glorify and honor your holy and magnificent name. We thank you, Father, because you saw fit, Lord, to breathe into us the breath of life. And we thank you, Father, that you saw fit that we are your children who have been called by your name. And we will humble ourselves before you, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that we will hear from heaven, oh God, that we will hear your voice and do the will that you call us to do. Father God, we thank you for this man of God who so willingly gave us your word, oh God, and you used him, Father, to the glory and honor of your holy and righteous name, Father, that he reminds us who we are in Christ Jesus, that we seek your face daily, Lord God, and look to you who is the author and finisher of our faith. Father God, we thank you, Father, for every good and perfect gift coming from you. So all the gifts, Lord, that you have in store for Pastor Everett Thomas, Lord God, we ask that you bless him. Bless him abundantly, God. Bless him to the overflow like never before, God. We glorify you, Father, that your work is being done through him, in him, and for him miraculously, Lord, oh God. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Bless his family in its entirety, Lord. All the people that concerns him, his community, his household, his church, Father God. We thank you for blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you comfort these bereaved families, oh God. Lord God, we thank you for our very own Jeanette Hightower, Lord, who lost a prayer a business partner as well as a dear sister friend, Lord God, who's a member of the artist family, Lord God, Christine Loki. We ask that you strengthen the family like never before. Our Phyllis Carter in Houston, Lord God, whose sister went home to be with the Lord, Father, we ask that you can comfort them and strengthen them as they celebrate her homegoing this coming Saturday, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you strengthen Minister Pastor Candy and her family, Father God, as they lay to rest her brother, Father God, in Tupelo, Mississippi this coming Saturday in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we ask that you strengthen and bless Platinum President Nicola McCleary, Father God, whose home going, a mom's home going, will be in Florida this coming Saturday, oh God. We thank you, Father, that you are the God who sees all, knows all. And, Lord God, nobody can comfort like you. We ask that you strengthen these families like never before. Let them know, Father, that you never left them or forsaken them. And we give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise. Lord God, we lift up all those that are sick and shut in, Father. Our very own Kendra Carter, we thank you for restoring her whole being, her body, mind, and spirit, Lord God, like never before. We thank you, Father, that it's done according to your word and to your will. And, Lord God, we thank you for this artist family and TMC family that are on this call this day. We ask that you strengthen, that you keep them in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on you. Lord God, strengthen the artist families in its entirety, the leaders, the owners, Father God, the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God, and all those that are working diligently, Lord God, to let this work go forth that others will see your glory in them and through them. We thank you for our Dr. P.K. Roberts. We thank you for our Dr. Vanessa. We ask that you strengthen them and that you keep them in perfect peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, we know you want to hear the playback to this powerful message that we heard this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And also, we have the new morning motivational call coming up next. You want to hear that call because our very own minister, Jackie Silver Fox Henderson, will be speaking, will be the guest speaker on that call. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Well, TMC family, we love and appreciate you. We thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you, Minister Tiffany Lauderdale. I tell you, you're such a blessing to the masses. Thank you for the tag as well as your powerful prayer. We thank God for you, Minister Pastor Everett Thomas, for giving that profound message this morning. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
The Lord bless you and watch, guard, and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon and enlighten you and be gracious, kind, merciful, and giving favor to you. The Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you and give you peace, tranquility of heart, and life continually. Be blessed.